You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
It was hardly surprising that there was significant opposition from students in the community when it was announced last September that Simon Fraser University School of Contemporary Arts had accepted a $10 million donation from the notorious Vancouver-based mining corporation Goldcorp. In Guatemala, Honduras, and elsewhere, the company has been accused of ignoring indigenous rights, displacing people from their lands, poisoning water supplies, causing intense divisions in communities, as well as complicity in death threats, violent intimidation, and even murder. Over the last months, the community outcry has continued. This Thursday, a rally is being organized by the group SFU Against Goldcorp and Gentrification. To find out more, we've reached Jennifer Scott here in Vancouver. She is a PhD student in English and an organizer with the Teaching Support Staff Union at SFU. She's also a spokesperson for SFU Against Goldcorp and Gentrification. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So Goldcorp has given SFU $10 million. What exactly is the money for?
Well, $5 million of the donation was basically to buy the Center for the Contemporary Arts. And the other $5 million has been supposedly earmarked for use in the Downtown Eastside community. I say supposedly because one of the main demands our group is making of the Board of Governors is for SFU to give the Downtown Eastside community control over that $5 million. Right now, SFU is retaining control of this $5 million that's supposedly for use in the Downtown Eastside community. And so one of our key demands is if SFU actually wants to participate in the Downtown Eastside as a member of the community, they need to actually allow that community to speak for itself and use the funds as it best sees fit.
And what's Goldcorp getting in return for the donation?
Well, essentially, the Center for the Contemporary Arts has been renamed the Goldcorp Center for the Contemporary Arts. So I guess what they're getting in return is their name on the building in which the School of the Contemporary Arts is housed. So in some ways, it's a bit of a Band-Aid solution to the kind of interventions that they're making in communities in Central and South America. Instead, in Vancouver, what they're doing is just throwing money at SFU and saying, here, see, we're a patron of the arts. We participate in community building, too.
What has the reaction been by students and staff?
Well, I think one of the most outrageous aspects of this entire fiasco has been that there was really no opportunity for dialogue regarding this donation. So at the end of September of last year, our groups, SFU Against Goldcorp and Gentrification, formed as an ad hoc coalition group between faculty, staff, labor groups on campus, students, graduate students, because by the time we found out about this donation, it was a done deal. There was no opportunity to discuss what the implications were of accepting this size of a donation from a corporation like Goldcorp. There was no opportunity to have our concerns voiced, and that's what the rally on the 27th at 3 p.m. in front of Harbor Center is going to be all about. It's going to be about asking the Board of Governors, which is supposedly this body in the institution of the university who operates under a certain set of rules, to allow us to participate in that process. And what we've done as our group is written letters, followed the kinds of procedures outlined in Senate law and that type of thing that governs the university, asking the Board of Governors to reconsider this donation, to put this discussion on the table for an open dialogue with all these groups who are concerned about it, and they've basically said no. And it's not just our group. The Undergraduate Student Society has written their own letter to the Board of Governors. The Graduate Student Society has written their own letter. Former members of the Board of Governors have approached the current board asking them to consider, and the answer is always the same. No. Mm-hmm. There's no point in discussing this. This conversation is over. This conversation that was never allowed to happen is not ever going to happen, is what they're saying.
And what kinds of things are you asking? You mentioned your demands. What are your demands?
Well, we have four main demands right now of the Board of Governors. The first one being that SFU remove Goldcorp's name from all SFU buildings and projects. I mean, I guess the point of that being that if this is truly a donation about community building in good faith, Goldcorp shouldn't want anything in return, right? If it's actually a charitable donation, it could be made anonymously. That the second demand is that SFU administration develop procedures to give low-income Downtown Eastside residents control over all SFU Downtown Eastside campus developments, because as a lot of listeners will know, SFU has, particularly in recent years, had a large-scale intervention in the Downtown Eastside and been a huge contributor in the gentrification project that's ongoing down there. And that goes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago about SFU administration deciding for the Downtown Eastside residents how to spend this $5 million that was earmarked for the development of this neighborhood by Goldcorp. Instead, we're asking that SFU relinquish that control and allow that community to determine how that money should be used for itself. The third demand is to SFU to not accept funding from corporate human rights abusers. And what the backstory to this is, SFU currently does not have an ethical procurement policy, so we're asking that the Board of Governors agree to develop a policy wherein SFU only accepts donations from companies or individuals who uphold the values that the institution purports to hold itself. And finally, and I think for me as the organizer of a labor union, the most important aspect is that SFU is not acknowledging that this donation is part of a larger problem, that public education is no longer public, it's increasingly corporate, and that donations such as this one are accelerating the rate at which our public institutions are corporatizing. So we're demanding that the administration advocate to put the public back in public education and start lobbying and using as much energies as they're using to deny us the conversation about Goldcorp to start talking to provincial and federal governments saying, hey, listen, we don't need to take $10 million from a corporation if we could get funding from where it's supposed to come from the public purse. So those are the four main demands that we are going to be making at our rally next Thursday. And the most important thing I can say is it would be really great if members of the community, as well as members of the SFU community, but just of the labor community and of people who care about these issues at large, come out to our rally. It's going to be really fun. It's at 3 o'clock in front of Harbor Center downtown. We're going to march over to the Siegel Center for Business, where the Board of Governors meeting is going to be taking place, and we're going to be demanding that they put this gold coordination on the table so that we can actually have a conversation, so that they actually listen to the voices of members of the SFU community.
Just to talk a little bit about some of the issues regarding the gentrification, you've been working with some groups on the Downtown East Side. Can you just tell us a little bit about sort of what's been going on there in terms of your organizing?
Well, I think one of the most telling aspects of this donation from Goldcorp is that really diverse groups from different communities who have different levels of engagement in the Downtown East Side have kind of individually come to a similar position regarding SFU's acceptance of this donation from Goldcorp and from SFU's development of the Woodward campus in general. So I don't want to be disingenuous. We haven't been working super closely with different campus, with different neighborhood groups, but there have been a lot of crossover issues, and so we are in dialogue with other groups from that neighborhood. Namely, the Downtown Eastside Neighborhood Council, Downtown Eastside Women's Center, Carnegie Community Action. There's a bunch of groups who have expressed similar concerns to what's going on downtown in their community as what we have expressed about the way that our community, like our being the SFU community, is intervening into their neighborhood. And so there have been kind of talks and events like that where we have had representatives from different members of either the Downtown Eastside Neighborhood Council or the Downtown Eastside Women's Center participate. But I think what's really telling is that these divergent groups we're all coming to the same conclusion, that there's a real problem with a supposedly public institution taking a $10 million donation from a corporation with a sketchy, at best, reputation, and then retaining control over money that's supposedly for a neighborhood in which it's been a main contributor to its gentrification. So we're all kind of working towards the same goal through the channels that we have and with the members of our individual groups.
And the Board of Governors at SFU hasn't responded in any way to your concerns?
Well, I mean, their response has been no.
Okay.
So, I mean, they have responded. They've just basically said, well, thanks for coming out, but no. We don't need to have this conversation with you, despite the fact that you're former members of this board, that you're faculty, students, staff, you're the people who make this university function. No.
And the university's president, Andrew Petter?
He's basically said that these were decisions that were made before he became the president, so unfortunately there's not really much he can do. So no. And, I mean, the teaching support staff union is in bargaining right now, and we're bargaining a new contract for our members who are teaching assistants, tutor markers, sessional instructors, and continuing instructors in the English Language and Culture program, and they basically say no. That is the main role of SFU, as far from my perspective. So this is an unsurprising response. However, I think there is an onus on the Board of Governors to start listening when every branch of the institution, except for the Board of Governors, is asking them to consider something. Then obviously they should be listening, because there wouldn't be a Board of Governors if there weren't faculty, students, staff, teaching assistants, sessional instructors. Like, there would be no university for them to govern over. So if every branch of the institution is asking them to listen to demands, in my opinion, they should be listening.
And aside from the rally, is there anything else you're asking community members to do and support?
We have a petition right now, petition cards circulating, and if anyone would like to sign one, you can email me at organizer@tssu.ca, and I can bring some petitions down to you, because we have tons of petition cards that we're going to deliver to the Board of Governors and say, here, put this on the table. Members of this community and of this city want to hear a dialogue about this donation. We no longer want backroom deals being made on our behalf. Because I think, I don't want to speak for students of the contemporary arts, but as a student of SFU, the Board of Governors accepting this donation with no real conversation, at some level, includes me as a student. And I'm just speaking from my perspective as a student now, but I'm going to have a degree from an institution that's just taken a $10 million donation from Gold Corps, and I didn't have any say in that. And so I think they really need to listen to the members of the community. And so I would really encourage anybody who would like to come out to the rally, who would like more information, who would like to get involved, email me, organizer@tssu.ca, and we can get in touch. I can bring you petitions. We'd love to have you at the demonstration. It's going to be really fun. And the more members we can have from diverse communities who show up and who express the concerns, I think the stronger and louder our voice is going to be at this meeting.
Well, thanks very much for talking with me this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Jennifer Scott. She is a PhD student in English and an organizer with the Teaching Support Staff Union at SFU. She's also a spokesperson for the group SFU Against Gold Corps and Gentrification.